Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting seventh, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Greg Johnston. Batting ninth, the catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third, the DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Poff. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Vic Harris. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Paul Mitchell. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Powell steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. John Pfaff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfaff hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera bunts towards first. Pfaff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mitchell, and towards Romero, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Harris steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero strikes out. Butera drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Romero out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harris moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Butera for a passed ball. Gantner moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pfaff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sofield for the out. one out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner juggles the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 1 in the game. Butera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Butera moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mitchell, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0 for 1 in the game. Poff hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams bunts towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Johnston reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Sal Butera. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnston moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell is walked intentionally. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Dave LaPointe now pitching. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Butch Weiniger now catching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 0-for-2 in the game. Poff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Poff reaches second base with a double. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Harris reaches second base with a double. Poff scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnston strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Ned Yost. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Powell is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero misplays the ball. That's an error on Romero. Smalley moves to third. Morales moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson is walked intentionally. Gary Ward pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Ward now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Poff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Poff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.